Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children of faith stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Abaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Aleikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to the narrative. Today is Sunday, June the 13th, 2021. I want to thank Dr. OBTK Kamal for providing me that song. And that begins our program. We must always pay tribute and remember our ancestors. That's what the song is based upon. Those who have been here and gone. Those who have helped to forge a way for us to live just on the level that we live in now. You know, everything has its origin. Everything has its start. It ain't like you just born into the world and all of a sudden, boom, I have the best of clothes. I have the best of foods to eat. People had to pay a price in order to get you where you are to this very day. So I'm going to start off today with the newsletter newsletter 67. And by the way, the show today, we're going to be talking about the transformation from an old world thinking to new world thinking, living and experiencing. So we're going to get into that, and hopefully we all, we're going to open up the line, phone lines as well. You may call in at 914-205-5519. That's 914-205-5519. Let me get started with the newsletter, and we're going to begin our discussion. All right. Character building. There is a life force within you that is seeking outer recognition from its internal prison, the human brain. There's so much more to you and I than just our physical manifestation. In self-discovery, we are going deeper into the inner sanctum of the inner world that is very present within us all. All of our lives, we have manifest outward physical manifestations in the form of houses, buildings, cars, clothing, jewelry, paintings. You get the picture. All that we see was created first in the inner world before it became manifest in the outer world. There is. Wow, something must be going on here. I'm just going to keep on going, brothers and sisters. Let's see. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm going to continue on. There is a whole world, a whole other world inside each and every one of us that is not bounded by time or space. The inner world is a constantly advancing world that does not wait for the conscious mind to catch up and acknowledge its progression. By the time the conscious mind has caught up to the inner world, subconscious mind, it has advanced by 100 to 1,000 years into the future. The inner world is not a world that is handcuffed to religion or racist beliefs that contains poison darts of bitter thoughts. None of that is allowed in the inner world and can't even produce a product negative of thought. The inner world is constantly producing at speeds faster than the speed of thought. This is why it takes the conscious mind a considerable amount of time to develop what has already been made clear years ago or more. If you choose to live an advanced life, then you must learn to rely on the inner world and its advancing progressions towards perfection. However, if you choose to live in the slow progression of the conscious world, then you will never be satisfied with both experiences internally or externally. That is the newsletter for today. All right. Let me see if what's going on with this switchboard here. See if I can get in my brother. Yeah. Come on, open. Assalamu alaikum, brother Wally.
Walaikum salam, brother.
Walaikum salam, brother. How are you feeling today?
Wonderful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I keep hearing these little strange beeps that's coming over my telephone, so I don't know what's going on with our switchboard, but if you can hear me,
okay.
We're going to get started.
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. All right, brother. Yeah, what do you think about what I just read on the newsletter? Share some thoughts and ideas.
Interesting. Interesting subject. Very interesting subject. You've chosen
yes,
for today. And
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Because I'm doing something right now. Go ahead.
I was just saying it was a very interesting subject what you've chosen. Transformation and about transformation from old world thinking, the new world thinking today, it's an absolute necessity if indeed we hope to progress.
Exactly.
Failure to
yes,
do
sir.
So, you go nowhere. But the way the old world is going, which is out.
Yes, sir. Which is out. You go right along with it, with that idea. You can't go nowhere. I mean, if you want to hold on to the old you and you don't want to embrace, because the new you have already advanced itself within you. That's why I believe, brother, when Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you, then if that's the case, then that's talking about something that's going on within. Ain't talking about without. And today, with all the wisdom that we have obtained, and why does it seem like things is not moving? It's really, if you are one that believes in it, that you are advancing, it seems like things is just moving so slow for you because you see something totally different than those who are experiencing whatever they are experiencing in the now. There was a book that I had the opportunity to read once. It was by Eckhart Tolle. I think that's how you say his name. And it was called The Power of Now. Very powerful book, brother. Very powerful book. It is definitely a book to where if you're reading it, you can't help but feel that which you put up as limitations, that in which you fear, all those little things, man, that it seems like it's just weighing you down. In a book like that, and reading what the writer is saying about the power of now, meaning that who are you now? And how is it that everything that's ever keeping you back from advancing, why is it always put in the past category? Who are you now? Were you, it's kind of like with if you look at the life of Malcolm X. Okay, Malcolm was a numbers runner. Malcolm did all the things that people even to this very day is doing out in the street. That's where you choose to reside in for a certain time period. That is the world that you're in. But after you done left that world, why is it that you still cling to that world when you done left that world? You're not dealing with the now. You're still living in the past so-called glory that you had or the past so-called fun that you had. But now here you are, you done advanced in age. Now you're old man. You can't glorify in those things anymore. Because time and age has produced a change in you. So your thoughts on that, brother?
Well, fact of one not wanting to let go of the very thing that is causing them all of the difficulty, anxiety, grief, fear, poverty, et cetera. If you're not wanting to let it go, one has to ask themselves why. You say you want something else. You say you want a better life for yourself. Why would you continue to hold on to that that's not allowing you to have the life that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Why? I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you know. And no matter how tormenting it may be,
mm-hmm.
that's what you know. to journey into that which you have to learn. Has a lot to do with how willing you are to make change.
Mm-hmm.
A simple little thing like changing your mind
right.
can be so difficult. We are taught that God comes to us after everything else has failed us.
Ooh, great point. Great point.
So you got to be in that place. And that's where our people are headed today. They're going to experience something. What they're going to experience is failure of any ability they have to liberate themselves from a condition and state of mind that we call hell.
Mm-hmm. State of mind. Wow. You know that's a very powerful point, brother. Because I just coming across a video this week by anybody that deals with a bunch of spirituality, they've heard of this teacher that's there in India. They call him the Sadhguru, and the Sadhguru said these words. He said, "Whenever something hurts you, there are two options. You can either become wounded or you can become wise. This is the choice. The more things hurt you early on in your life, the wiser you should have become, isn't it?" Then he says, "But unfortunately, most people become wounded. This is simply because they just need an excuse to turn their own intelligence against themselves. That's all." Dang. Just after what you said and reading that point, that is on target. That's why we're talking about transformation today.
You have a choice to make. Even if you fail to make the choice that could free you.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not to make it, that's a choice.
Right.
And it's just not, you know, it's a saying that it just haven't got to the point where you're trying to, that breath that seemed like it's fleeting. It's trying to get away from you. You're trying like hell to catch it, but you can't catch it. You know, you're very close to expiration.
Right.
Well, some people need that kind of motivation to move.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a result of slavery, prone to the whip. That's one of my sayings. Are prone to the whip. We've been beat so much in order to get us to move until we feel it necessary now to suffer before we're willing to get up and do something about it.
Right, right.
We just have to be beat. If you beat me, I'll get up and I'll do something about it. But if you don't beat me, then I'm not gonna move. Well, this God here, he don't really want to beat us. He just create a condition and allow you to make the choice.
Right.
Boy,
what a heck of a condition to be in.
Well, I mean, you still can choose and get yourself out of it, or you can stay there and suffer the consequences, whatever they be.
He'll take what comes. That's right. That's
when you're
exactly
talking
right.
about when you're talking about transformation. I had one brother tell me, brother, it's so hard to teach the uncivilized civilization. Very difficult to teach them culture and refinement. They seem not to want it. Well, they cry every day about that's what they want.
Right.
But then when it's right before them, they won't even reach for it. They reject it. Because it involves making an effort. It involves making a choice. We talked about, wasn't it, last week? Slothfulness.
Oh, yeah. Sure did.
We didn't, fear. We talked about that last week, right?
Yes, we did.
These things are going to make it very difficult for you to choose freedom, justice, and equality. Latch hold to it.
That's right.
Change your life. It's going to make it very difficult. This situation in America is chronic. It's really chronic right now. And it's going to worsen.
Yes.
And as it worsens, I'll tell you what it's going to do. As it worsens, and like one brother used to say, you haven't turned over a coin flip in a week. Now, you fasting, but that wasn't your intention.
Right.
You know, when you go to the store and you find that apples and bananas cost $10, $15,
$20
a piece. You hear it, poet?
Yeah, some serious inflation now, bro.
When a man will kill another for a jug of water.
Yep.
You hear it, poet? So if you refuse to do anything about these conditions that is coming about upon the planet, you refuse constantly to do something for yourself, then, well, I'm not trying to fight anybody. It's just a decision that you will have to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you now, it's been got so bad, nobody wants to go back to work.
Yes.
Employers out there, they can't get no help. People won't come to work, so they can't stay open. Some of them can't open. They don't have no employees. They don't
mm-hmm.
want to go to work, so they say, what's stopping them from going to work? All that money that the government is giving them. So then what are those people who own business are saying to the government who is giving all this money out to people? They are saying, would
yeah.
you please stop giving money to those people? That's what they're saying. As long as you do that, they have no reason to return to work.
Yeah.
And the government is getting ready to listen to them. They're beginning to see reasoning in that. So pretty soon, as it's already started, the assistance from the government is going to discontinue.
Right.
But you
I've
still
heard
got
that.
To pay all your bills. You know what I'm saying? You
yep.
still got to pay all your bills. You still got to buy food, gas, et cetera, in order to move and do things. You still got to provide for your young ones.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you imagine what's going to be like when you don't have a job and you have no means whatsoever of getting any assistance from the government because the government is under so much pressure, they can't even
mm-hmm.
get it because things
yeah.
they are prior, things of a priority to them is more essential than supplying you with that. And they're telling you every day that the government is what? Businesses are now open to such change as what? Cars without drivers.
Yeah.
Robotics is what they're talking about.
Right, right.
You know what robotics do? They eliminate the human from jobs. You
oh,
don't
yeah.
need them.
Certain parts
so
in China over there shows that.
So
that's
technology
true.
Is doing this. Technology
mm-hmm.
is doing this. So as a result of this, eventually you will have, as you have today, a surplus of human beings.
Right.
When you have a
yeah.
surplus of human beings, and you, and geographically, the landmass that you occupy can't produce the resources needed to feed all these human beings. To care for all of these human beings, you're having a problem, one that is so serious that the effect of it is now showing. Boy, this is a danger to human survival.
Yep.
So you got to change. You got to do something. Whether you want it or not, you're going to have to move. You're going to have to do something. What do they tell you? What are they telling you now about all of the migration that's coming to Texas, coming to the South, leaving these other places? Well, with that kind of heavy migration, what's going to happen to these other places that all of the labor force is leaving to come to a better place where they have greater opportunity? Those places are going to die. They won't have jobs. So what is going to happen to the companies? The companies are going to leave. What's going to happen to the cities and towns that are built around these companies that feed jobs to the cities and towns? Oh, my God. You don't see this? I know you do, brother. But you see what's happening? They're talking about the migration from South America. Oh, they ain't telling you about the migration that's happening in America. People they're not telling you about that. They don't want you to know. They tell you this is a seller market for houses, right?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a seller, you can get so much money for your house, right? You put it on the market, right? You got bidding wars over houses. But if we don't study economics and things like this, we don't understand these things and how they affect personally our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see how it has any effect with our lives. You got bidding wars on these houses. So the house may not be worth, but let's say $150,000, but you end up paying $250,000 for the house.
Yep.
And then when you get your money and it's broke down all of the ways that it's divided, oh my God. What you have left, now you are out there looking for another house to buy, and guess what? You don't have enough money to do it. Then you have to deal with things like inflation. What is this doing? What is that? Man, half our people don't understand what this is and how it's affecting them every day in their life. Man, if you don't understand these guys, are you in trouble already? And it is coming down at such a rapid pace. It is going to devastate the mind. Why all this burst of crime in America like you've never seen before? Mass shootings every week.
Everywhere.
Mass shootings over the country.
Yeah.
Murder, death is all you're hearing, right? Then when you go back to the scripture, you look at such things as blood will run in the street as high as a horse's mane. How is it going to run like that? Stop thinking about Hollywood and the movies for a minute and realize the reality of blood running in the streets like that is the murder and the death and killing that is going to be going on, that is going on in this country at such a rate. The killings domestically in houses, among spouses, among children killing parents and parents killing children, all of this is adding to the blood running in the street. Mass shootings, killings, road rage, all adding to the blood until the blood is so high that you're drowning in it. This thing was going to be very natural. It wasn't going to be unnatural. It's going to be very natural. It's just an overabundance of it. It's an extreme that brings it about.
Oh yeah, definitely. And right now, man, you can see that really all that hypocrisy talking about the border and stuff, man, they not really doing no serious push to stop that immigration, and they know it. But in
Why
the state of Texas, the workforce, lack of workforce. Brother, you remember during the time with Hurricane Harvey, that wasn't Harvey. That was Katrina. Many people from those areas that was relying on the government to help them to relocate until the city come back. They sat there and they sent people from Louisiana, sent them all the way to Utah. When they got on these buses and on these planes, they never told them where they was going until they got there. In some cases.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do we think they're gonna do with these immigrants? They gonna end up in places
Well, good. Let me say this about the immigrants that are coming in on the border.
Yeah,
brother. Remember how I started this conversation off with Americans don't want to work. They don't want to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They're doing things. Some of them have found things to do for themselves they can make the same amount of money that they were making on jobs, and some even more.
That's right.
There's no need to go back. And for many reasons, they're not going back. Well, you got to realize something about America. Its wealth, strength, and might was built on the backs of slaves.
Oh, yeah.
America cannot survive without slaves.
That's right.
So the people that is migrating into America is going to be given free passage because they said the Americans have become spoiled and they don't want to accept slavery anymore.
Right.
So the ones that are coming into here are coming from incredible conditions.
Right.
I mean, live or die conditions. And so when a person is running from that, if you just let them in, they're telling you, I will do anything to get in. And you see that in the process of them trying to get in, the many risks that they are willing to take to just get in. And so these you're looking at, they don't know it, a lot of them, are the new slaves coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Because in order to get what little is left in America, it's going to have to come out the field. And you need field workers. In order to get the little that is left in America, you need employees. In order that these large institutions, companies can run and function off of slave labor. You got to understand how this works.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Americans don't want to do that no more. They said, look at the complaint about the $15 an hour, which was a major promise of the administration. But it's been reneged on because there's been so much loss. They got to recoup a lot of this. And so doing, what they're telling you every day, prices are spiking in everything. Well, if the prices are spiking in everything, then that means it's going to take more dollars in order to get what it is you want. So keeping your pockets again empty because you're scraping at the bottom trying to find enough money to pay your rent, pay your car note, buy food, gas for your car note, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now what? Because you haven't done nothing for yourself, oh, my God, You ain't seen no homeless people, brother. You haven't seen no homeless. Wait a minute. Just give it a minute, because that's all the time. It's about.
Because in line with what you were saying, I heard it or either I read it, but it was in a very brief write up or clip. But President Biden it put it out there that they are going after those who have not paid in taxes, those who've been cheating taxes. Now, who are they referring to? Because for one reason or another, that's why the poor is in up. You know, they in turmoil concerning taxes. But brother, those of us who have that's into the cryptocurrency markets and stuff. That have turned into a multi-billion-dollar market that's out there, and in the United States, they did not have a hand in setting up the rules and all that into that. So now, I do believe that what he's referring to is that people who have invested their money into that and have made fortunes into that. He's saying that these are people that's been escaping paying taxes. When there's not, the only time you within that cryptocurrency market that the banks will make anything or the United States in general will make anything, and that's when the money when you turning that digital currency back over into dollars, of which there are fees involved. So money is being put back in. However, what they're implying to me is that they finna go gangster. They finna go into these people's private numbers and private accounts of something that they really don't really fully understand even this very day. They're getting ready to go in there and take out. I'm talking about government.
Who you talking? Is IRS?
They're getting ready. Oh yeah, man. That's why Biden said that. What he did, and it was, like I say, it was very small paragraph. But notice what they done. They showed that they have the technology to do it. To go into the cryptocurrency space now. And extract money from out of those spaces now, because recently, remember when that what's that oil pipeline that they shut down? Remember, just here recently.
Yeah, JBNS.
They went in and they retrieved out of the crypto currency market or space, whatever you want to call it. They went in there. The companies was extorted. For $4 million and more than that. The government went in and re-got all that money and poured it back. So they got the means and the ways to do it.
Bro, let me say
this. This is going to get deep.
Let me give you something to think about. The government is gangster, brother.
Yeah, that's why I said
the government. I mean, listen to what I'm saying real good. The government of the world is gangster.
Mm-hmm.
There is privacy in America is an illusion.
Yep.
It's not real. There is nothing private in America. As far as the ability to go into any account of any kind that you have, that don't even take effort. And thieves and robbers, prostitutes, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
They are employed by the governments of the world
mm-hmm.
in order to do what it is that these governments want done. Let me say this. You know, when they mention a thing to you like these names that they use on television, typical name they use is CIA, right? Another
mm-hmm.
typical name they use is Black Ops, right?
Right, right.
And America got thieves and robbers for everything that you can imagine.
That's right.
Everything, brother. A cryptocurrency and all of that. It's just another money game.
Oh, it came up from the grassroots.
You say, brother, listen to what I'm saying. Listen, do you really think they have independence away from the government of the world where they can't be reached or touched because nobody knows what it is or nobody is able to touch these people and how they move money. Brother, they just showed you that. They just showed you they do. And getting money back that was extorted from the company. Because
exactly,
you got people in governments all over the world. They have a free pass to do whatever needs to be done by their government, even taking you off the planet. So I want you to be clear on this. Anything that's deemed really, really as a security threat for any government on the planet, they're not bound by restrictions whereby they cannot activate those elements that are needed to secure what they need secured. This is being showed all the time. Look at the scientists in Iran. This man had big knowledge. So much so, it was a threat, deemed to be a threat to Israeli security.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, he was taken off the planet. This is we ain't talking about no project. We ain't talking about no. Man, there's so much crime here and there, brother. This is real talk here. This is people. This is talking about people who have real wisdom, real knowledge, real intelligence. And they will do whatever is necessary to secure these countries where they operate,
mm-hmm.
where they have a vested interest.
Right.
Now, where they don't have a vested interest, they might not give a damn about it. They don't care what's going on over there because to them, it ain't worth anything. For nothing.
Just,
so understanding,
right.
I know we so far away from point on this subject Because the subject today we're talking about is transformation. And, brother, it is a real need in our community for transformation to occur. Because if it don't happen, then we as a people will just be slaves for any other people who is operating at the helm of this country, whether it be a foreign power or domestic power. The situation for Black Americans won't change. We have to change, brother. It is critical that we in Black America change. Critical that we change. Change began with the changing of your mind. You change your mind and get a different education than what we are exhibiting now, then you will see a different behavior come from us. All we have to do is change our minds, our way of thinking, and then it will change our behavior. If we fail to do this, then we go up in the puff of smoke with everybody else. And don't blame God.
That's one reason why we hold discussions like this every week, and we also offer other ways for, you know, other means. Sometimes current events pop into the conversation, sometimes they don't. And I just wanted to throw that out there because and it's true. I for one know that these people, you know, eventually, if they didn't pick it up on the radar, they eventually pick it up, and then once they pick it up and get into it, which America have shown that they are capable of doing. But you know, we're gonna talk about that because I'm gonna have some people that's gonna come on because it's a hot topic now dealing with cryptocurrency and how it's changing how people are just when you talked about earlier about the job situation, people don't want to go back to work. A lot of that's tied up in there. But we're gonna have a very, very long, serious discussion. But we are talking about transformation transformation do begin with self-belief. You're absolutely right, brother. I mean, you got to be willing to believe that you can transform things. But man, I looked at a definition on transformation, and it says this. It says it is a thorough or dramatic change in form or in appearance. But I also looked at another what transformation means in biology. It says it's the genetic alteration of a cell by the introduction of extraneous DNA, especially by plasmid. So the form of transformation I want to talk about today is not the obvious what transformation is. You can always acknowledge something, you know, anybody can do that. You know, but how do we change on the cellular level? How do we change from what is called in Arabic alchemy, from that type of level, which only means the chemistry?
How does that tie into, how does all that tie into transformation and also truly transforming from what you are into what it is that you want to actually become? How do you transform from the environmental level? You know, brother, before we get into that, I want to definitely talk on that. Sir?
No, I don't. I want you to explain to me exactly what you're talking about, because I have a learning and understanding in regards to biology as
yes.
it relates to the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And environmental influences
okay.
on the organism. I understand that. But you explain to me what it is you understand that you want to talk about in regards to cellular
transformation.
Behavior.
Right.
Transformation.
Right. I'm talking about,
explain to me.
Spiritual, physical, and mental. Different levels. All of it ties in together. You just can't just all of a sudden just say, oh, I want to transform something, and there's not a process that's going on. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the different processes because that ties in to eating, as you see, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did with us, how to eat to live. They changed that. The teachings help to change that within us, what we're taking in, what we're breathing out, and it all affects have a lot of effects with our thinking. So that's what I was talking about. But we're on the top of the hour. Let's go into that after the break, and I'll be right back. And you all, I'm going to play this today because since we're talking about transformation, Colonized Mind by Prince through the FAIR Act. So I'll be right back.
Want to talk about it? Revolution principle. See a rock on the shore and say it's always been there. Down low, no responsibility. Do what you want, nobody cares. Up low, the mass and race idea. Genetically disposed to rule the world. Down low, a future full of isolated, boys and girls. Upload a two-party system. We'll let the up to dangers, illusion of choice. Nothing really ever changed. You never had a boy. Find to me, a colonized mind. The one empire will make laws under which the colonized fall. Without God, it's just a blind leading the blind. Well, slow, for joint venture record deal. Just another way for the man to deal, while it's different you with the deal. Download a temporary acquisition for fleeting fame and fortune. Nothing to leave in your will. Hey, 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 hey.
Prince Rogers Nelson, Colonized Mind. A lot of people have not really heard that song too much unless you was really following Prince's career after those days of, 1999 and Purple Rain and things like that. But Prince has really, before he left and he passed away, he released a lot of songs that have not been heard of before that touched on a lot of very serious issues. A Colonized Mind by Prince. Now, we're going to get back into this discussion. Now, let me set something up here. Okay, in the show description, if you read the show's description and if you're online, you will see it. It says the transformation spiritually, mentally, physically, always starts in the biological aspects of human existence. Change just don't start in your acknowledgement or desire of change alone. It's a process that has its start from a cellular level as well. In the world, there is a practice called alchemy. It's an Arabic word meaning the chemical. Let's talk about it. Okay, I want to also make sure that I do this because I didn't do a chance to do it last week. Call in number is 914-205-5519. That's 914-205-5519. Now, let me get back and we're going to start talking concerning this because I want to make sure, I want to acknowledge that it's just not that the type of change that I'm referring to today is just talking about just changing a community. We're talking about self-change, self-transformation as well. It's just not a process that you can just look at and just say, oh, okay, I just want to change this condition. I'm talking about looking at the whole being and how and want to kind of like acknowledge and look into the on how these things come about. How is it that one transform themselves? Now, Brother Wally, you want to say something? I can hear something going on back there.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Okay.
You know, tell us how one transforms.
Yeah, that's why I put it out there. That's what I wanted us to discuss today. And because of your background on it, that's why I want to make sure that everyone, we're not just looking at and just talking about transformation, just anything, just, you know, like transforming just a society or community, just something that you just look at. But also, since a lot of us, man, we are learning, we are hearing things that we have never really looked into before during this time since COVID-19 came up, because, hey, even though I worked in the school and I've also been with students also within in the biology classes, you know, molecular biology was thrown in there every now and then, but they didn't teach very much on it. I was just in with another student, assisting another student, but those like type of things that they did share within the school, we're talking about some Mendelssohn Stahl experiment, the nature of DNA replication and stuff like that. Well, when I was looking at the title, and thinking on the title for this week, the transformation from old world thinking to new world thinking, and then I came across that word from alchemy, meaning the chemical. I know that when you talk about thought is really a chemistry, much less than just you know, well, on the average level, most folks, if you ask them, they don't know what thought is. It's something that you do, even though it's an electrical impulse, but just like when you're talking about on dealing with biology, there's a chemistry involved in that as well. So you want to add into that, brother?
Well, I'm, I talk all the time. I'm listening to you explain this.
Well, that's why I'm asking you to add into this, because we're having a discussion on it. Oh. On it. I laid out what I was going to lay out. And so I want to hear from you as well. How is this process? You know, to start bringing in a totally new thinking man, you know what I'm saying, a thinking woman, and how do we transform ourselves into this situation, into new thinking now? Yes.
Okay. Let me say this. To keep it simple, when we are talking about change, we're talking about the mind is the primary actor. We have a saying in Tai Chi, the mind is the primary actor, the body is the secondary one. All change that you see occurring, taking place among human beings, has to do with their minds, brains, and bodies, and how it interacts with the environment in which they reside. All change. To make it even simpler, if you look, say, four hundred years ago, 500 almost, of us enslaved, how we looked when we first came to America, and how we look today. You see a change. Look at the architecture in America back then, and look at the architecture now. You see a change. Look at the environment, how it was when we came to America, and look at the environment now. A change. Humans have affected this change with their thinking. That's not augured at all, even by the white man. That's why he in such a run now to try and stabilize at least to avoid this cataclysmic change that is taking him out as well as quite a few other humans. Thinking. Even in your scripture, it tells you, how do you transform? Renew your mind.
Renew your mind.
How do you renew your mind? You must change your way of thinking. How do you change your way of thinking? You must relate to your environment differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, change is always occurring. Some changes you make will kill you outright. Others, a slower process, and others will generate healing and better health. But it depends on how you are interacting with your environment. We must change our mind, whether you're talking about we in the sense of our community or the self as an individual. Mm-hmm. It starts with an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're talking about such things as cellular change, by the way, another thing, change is also found within time.
Mm-hmm.
And time is created by motion. It is not independent of motion or activity.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is important when we're talking about change.
Mm-hmm.
Even within the self, we have not always looked this way. So what it is telling you about what we are consuming from our environment to sustain life, how we're utilizing it, all of this is affecting change biologically, psychologically.
Right.
Your cells don't have eyes.
They don't.
They receive things chemically and from electrical impulse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Again, mm-hmm. We're dealing with your brain.
Right.
So, chemicals move what? That moves slower in our body to our cells. Electrical impulses move faster.
Yeah, move faster, sure do.
But we generate these. Now, what are we using to change our minds? What are we using to change our minds?
Mm-hmm.
That we can have a better life. And change is reflected in behavior.
Right.
So look at our behavior over a period of time and ask ourselves, how much have we changed since 400 years ago?
Yes.
What have we learned that we changed? What did, bring it, make it more recent. What did we learn from Black Wall Street? We learned it doesn't matter what you produce. If you can't protect it, you can't claim it. I'm going to say that again. We learned that from Black Wall Street and many other things along the way. It doesn't matter what you produce. If you can't protect it, you can't claim it. You're only building and producing for someone else to come and take from you. The Egyptians, in all of their said wisdom, listen, in all of their said wisdom, didn't fare very well against the Romans or the Greeks. Why? Why, with all of the wisdom they were supposed to have, surely they could have recognized the invasion that was coming and planned such strategies that would have deterred them.
You think that's what's really going on with especially in our community, those who are really studying high knowledge and science. Do you think that's about the same things that took place, like during the time back in Egypt, where everybody was so preoccupied, you know, with getting the higher knowledge and understanding the higher wisdoms of life, but then also fail at the same time not securing the environment, you know, their civilization at the same time, because it looked like the white man all ever since they've been on this planet has always been about war and conquering and taking over territory or extracting other people's civilization and taking it, making it into their own.
What asked me?
It definitely sounds like what we're looking at.
Haven't he been successful?
Yeah, that's that is true.
Huh?
Yeah, they sure have been.
Yes, he has. He so teaches in the Nation of Islam. Conquered 9/10 of the planet.
Right.
So we cannot deny the white man has been successful. What have we learned from the white man since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to study him? He is successful. Learn from him. So teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What have we learned that we can benefit from ourselves? Brother, let me tell you something. The majority of people who say they believe in the true and living God is lying. They believe in the mystery God. They do not believe in the true and living God. The messenger told us he is a scientist. What was Mr. Yaku? He was a scientist. He said scientist is another name for God. Master Farad Muhammad is a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Understand this. You hear this quite a lot in today's news because of COVID. What do you hear most quoted among the vaccine production and takers? What are they saying? What is the politics of it? What are they saying? They say, we follow who?
The scientists.
They follow the science.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it that originates the science to follow?
Mm-hmm.
The scientist.
Yep.
Who is concocting all of this? Scientist. Do you think it is used for vaccines only? I know you don't, brother. Brother, warfare is a science.
Yes, it is.
Business is a science. Breeding is a science.
That's right.
These are things that we are not educated in. As a result of that knowledge, you can only be a slave for someone else. Because everything you produce, you cannot protect from someone coming and taking it from you. So, change. Are we in need of change? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change our mind and the way we view things. How is that going to happen from old world to new?
Mm-hmm.
We have familiarity with what? The old world.
With the
we
old,
lived in it
yeah.
for the
right.
past 6,000 years.
Right.
What familiarity do you have with the new? And where do you hope to get it from? And what is the new?
Right.
And how can you tell if you are a part of the new? What's coming in?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fruits are you bearing? How are you thinking? Are you thinking like a god, or are you thinking like a slave?
Mm-hmm.
That's my say on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why, man. When I was looking at this too, I also was looking over this the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's meeting with Master Farad Muhammad and how Master Farad Muhammad taught him for 3.5 years. And I was also looking into the process, because Elijah Muhammad, just like everybody else, he was there at the mosque and he was listening to the teachings just like everybody else. But I was looking at
Absolutely.
What Master Farad Muhammad did. First is what kind of like what you said, brother, about putting up that scripture about the renewing of the mind. It always have started with the word first, always. And when you look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it was a word as well. However, you know, we as you say, keep it simple. So I probably won't even make mention of that. But, you know, at some point in time, I remember at one show you saying we ought to talk about that. talk about that how was it that out of all these two men in the world, how was it able for them to find each other? Out of all of that, you know, but that's something else. But you know, from that meeting, it was a man with a superior intellect, and he made the messenger his student. He taught him, and then at the same time, the transformation that we can see, for one thing, well, big thing with us is how to eat to live. That has always been, because that helps in the chain. That's why I mentioned something about like a process. It's a process, because it not only did where we change those who accepted the teaching, it started renewing our minds and our thinking, but also in our body, in our makeup, in our composition started changing as well when we started practicing that how to eat to live. So that's why I was talking about a process that was going on from sales, because if you look at it, just like you brilliantly said about the time factor, when we got here to the United States about 500 years ago, the environment was different. The we even looked different. But then I'm looking at us in 2021. It's really after Master Farad Muhammad came, and then he started changing the way we even put foods in our bodies and the process that goes within. It started changing us, because if you look at Muslims, especially Black Muslims, Black people that follow these teachings, if you look at us and then look at our people out there in the streets or just our common people, we look totally different from our people. And that's why I was talking about being like in the biological area on that too, because hey, if what say by I make, behold, I make all things new. It was said by Master Farad Muhammad. You know, I was just talking about stuff like that.
Let me comment here.
Mm-hmm.
We can. We know how to look very different. This is one of the ways in which Jesus used to escape being captured by his enemies. We know how to look very different. We can control those things nowadays. We have that knowledge. But it don't mean that we do, nor does it mean that is wise all the time. We understand change, know how to create it in order to achieve what we will. All the time, it's not good to be visible and to show your identity as it may be. So it is called cloaking. And the scriptures say regarding cloaking that in the last day, check it out, it would be so valuable. That a man would sell all that he had for a cloak and a sword. So cloaking must be real important, real valuable. I can say the white man really learned from that. He really learned.
No, they
from
have.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not sitting around. One thing you got to admire about the white man,
mm-hmm.
he's not sitting around waiting on nothing. See, he understands who God is. He ain't sitting around waiting on nothing. This white man is about taking care of his business. You see? he used cocaine. He used one of the most, when he learned the cloaking ability, he found that he could cloak his weapons of war. You couldn't even see him. So how could you defend against what you couldn't see?
What you,
in other words, couldn't detect. I'll say it that way. Well, where do you think he get that from? Studying us.
No, yeah.
He gets, brother, he gets nothing on his own. It all comes from us. So if it comes from us, we today who are knowledgeable of self, just think what we are able to do. That's why it is so important to accept your own and be yourself, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why he told Minister Farrakhan, brother, do not change the teaching. Why do you think he would say that, brother? Is the word of God himself.
Right.
God spoke it with intent.
Right.
He knew the power that was in it was sufficient to do the will that he so commanded.
Right.
So who would we be to change that? He wanted what? Everybody to get it from the ones that came in then to the ones that come in now.
Yeah.
To get the same teaching so that if you wake this brother up in the middle of the night and ask him, who is the original man?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna tell you the same thing that brother spoke when the messenger himself first learned it. Because the word didn't change. It didn't change from God to the messenger to us. So it shouldn't change now from us to those who come to the messenger as a result of the word that we give them. We are here to lead you to where he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are here, to lead you to where he is, that you may know what we know, where he is. And where he is with Almighty God Allah.
With God. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, brother, as an educator, when we talk about contextualizing, to the time, No, I know the same message to the black man, as you said, man. I do have the same message to the black man with the same words that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left it in, okay, in the book.
Yeah.
However, we are in, this is 2021. And when this message to the black man was released, I think it was in 1965, the year of my birth. And beauty in understanding this is that, and also I would say the sadness in understanding it also is that from 1965, since this book been out, and here it is 2021, the same reoccurring events, if you know how to pull it out, is still taking place to this very day. No, I'm not saying that people have not benefited from it, because if that's the case, then you wouldn't have all these people running around and saying assalamu alaikum and walaikum salam. People benefiting from it quite a bit. But boy, as you said, man, it done brought you up to the door to even judgment, showing that all the things that was written in this book, it, as the old saying say, if you don't say the old saying about history, if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. This book is not a dead book. It is not a dead book. And because it speaks, and some of the language in the book is from 65. However, some of it's still language. You probably, like at one point in time, oh, man, that's bad. Well, bad means one thing to us. But then all of a sudden it changed. Oh, man, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? The language, The language may have changed because of the time, but this book is still a living book. And if you would take it and just take the concept, the context and the concept of what was written in this book, you'll find out that this book is constantly giving us life every day, even though we in 2021. So, you know, transformation, man.
Go ahead, brother. Forgive me.
Go ahead, brother. I'm just talking about, like, transformation, man. We talking about transforming here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it is a process. And sometimes, off time, it's like you had taught me on this point, brother, where you said that Master Farah Muhammad said to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad just tell him once, Elijah. Just tell him once.
That's right.
And that's one of the reasons why I was talking about, like, on the process. This may be the first time some people have ever heard anything about that change can take place in this, in from a cellular level or from a chemical level. All that stuff is in a process, and it gets us to be who we are. It affects the environment, everything.
It is all found within us. I don't care where you go. It all is found within us. We produce the chemicals in us. We produce them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We are the ones that produce them. Before I go there, I want to say this regarding, you've heard of the separation of the sheep and the goat?
Oh, yes, sir. Weed and tear, all that. Yes.
Wheat and the tail, it's been expressed different ways, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think that's referring to?
That's talking about internal. talking about us.
I mean,
as believers and disbelievers,
so?
Hypocrites, all that.
Yeah, it is, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it's doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly. So the separation is going to take place among what?
oh man, believers, disbelievers, any, all classification of men. But internally,
this ain't got nothing to do with the white man. This ain't got nothing to do with the
exactly.
white man directly. It has to do
right.
with us.
Right.
See, there was chatter before the departure of the messenger. And the chatter before the departure of the messenger was he had run out of wisdom. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he kept writing articles. And in the writing of articles, he had written this article before or that article before.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was writing these articles. And so a lot of people said, man, why is he talking about this, man? He must have run out of knowledge, run out of wisdom or something.
Yeah.
No, it was just simply we had shown him that we haven't really grasped what he had given.
Right.
Why go further when your students haven't grasped what you've been given?
Right.
And then people say, this had slowed the progress of the nation. Why?
Oh, my God.
Why did it slow the progress of the nation? You see, you have to understand this. You have to really understand it. You have to understand one thing that I'm not going to go further on to elaborate, but prior to the messenger's departure, he said that the nation had become honeycombed with hypocrites.
You know, bro, I would just say that when you asked that question, I was saying that's exactly what popped up in my mind.
Well, you know, we're talking about transformation, are we not?
Right, right.
Everybody don't want to go, brother. Everybody don't want to change.
Yeah.
The Nation of Islam offers freedom, justice, and equality.
Right.
There is no compulsion in the Nation of Islam. Nobody is forcing you to change. So as what I'm saying is you have the freedom to remain just as you are, whatever that may be.
Mm.
So a lot of our people don't particularly want to change.
Right.
God is not upset with them. You're not angry, upset, or mad with them because this thing has already been determined. It's like that old saying, so it is written, so it shall be done. It is already written.
Right, right. That's exactly
understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something else a lot of people don't understand, that need to understand. The messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he is, listen real good, he is the Word of God in the flesh.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to say it one more time for any listener, is the Word of God in the flesh, just like you have read about him making the word flesh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is also symbolic representative representing here Jesus and the Last Supper.
Right, right.
When the wine and the bread were blessed, and he told his disciples to what? Eat of this bread, for it is my body.
Mm-hmm.
Drink of this wine, for it is my blood. become as I am. Now, those who do this indeed of mine, for when the darkness comes, it won't be for you.
Right, right.
I just asked a question this morning. How do you see in the dark? I asked, yeah, my wives can tell
you.
How do you see in the dark? For those who partook of that last supper, there's no darkness for us.
Wow. Yes, sir. You know what? Today, Brother Ishmael Muhammad from Mount Maryam spoke today, and he spoke about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as being the original man. Just as Adam was that we read about Adam, that where he was relating the same context of how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is just what you just said, brother. It is definitely that one. He's the manifestation of God's mind. He is Master Farad Muhammad's made creation. Man, very interesting. Yeah, and once you see that, then just like that first Adam, other men and women spawned from that first. Well, like with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, other men and women spawning from that one. And can you imagine trillion years from now when that study about how it all began? It started with the making of that one?
Well, indeed, I tell you. Him being the word of God. This is pretty deep, bro.
Yeah, it is.
And the Last Supper. The last meal, the last feeding, those who were a part of that, eat of my bread, this is my body, drink this wine, for it is my blood, it's all blessed. There will be no darkness for you. Yet, think of it. So that the scripture may be fulfilled, there was one at the table with him who also was at the feast and ate the bread and drunk the wine.
And then kissed him.
Man, you have to study this.
You have
to study this. That's all I'm saying. You got to study this if you want to know. God will show you.
It shall be given. I'm gonna open up this line. Look like there's a caller that's been holding for quite some time, and I'm looking at my board here. I see 151 up. So let me open this up right fast. Let's see. Hello, caller. You have a question or a comment, or you just listening? Area code 832-606.
Oh, okay. That's me.
Oh, okay, brother. Hey, man. How you doing, brother? I'm Yo, brother, you call in for a question or comment? My switchboard here says something, man, on here. It's just been tripping all day. What's going on, brother? You got a question or comment?
Just listening? I've been listening. And this enlightened subject, talking about transformation, among other things. You know, Master Farah Muhammad, we are the chosen people of God, the black man and woman of America. Yeah. And Master Farah Muhammad had a plan for us, or rather, we were to be transformed if we're following mm-hmm. his teaching. We ought to be transformed, and he wanted to make a new people out of the black man and woman of America through following his messenger. We'll become a new people to himself. So if one is sincere in following the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you really are sincere about it, then you will become like the God, because he wanted to make us, make a whole people like unto himself. Mm-hmm. You know, it first started with the letter that we wrote. Writing that letter, you know, we're asked to write it exact as we most possibly can. Write it just like it was presented to us, get it exactly like it was given to us, you know, and it has to pass. It has to pass. Well, if you want to mm-hmm. write, then that will show you will want to be like the God. You see? And the transformation mm-hmm. is already taking place. You know, we will begin to look like Master Farah Muhammad. We will resemble him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his teachings, which is him, is in us. And it will begin to work on the inside of us, the word, his word, his teaching. And it will begin to go to work on us, on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then we will begin to reflect the God that came for us and raised us up in the first place.
Right.
You know,
right.
Elijah Muhammad is the first begotten of the dead.
There
you go. Yes, it. Yes,
so,
sir.
If Elijah Muhammad is not resurrected, then we can't be.
Peace.
If Elijah Muhammad.
Whoa, look at that. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Peace. Yes, sir.
And he is resurrected. Then we also can rise. You know? So it's the quality of, one's faith, you know, one's belief in the teaching. That's
right.
The key, the quality of your belief, you know. If the quality
yes,
of
sir.
Your belief is weak,
yes, sir.
Then you're gonna that individual is going to reflect that. If the quality of your belief is strong, then you also are going to reflect that.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
So it is the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that transforms us. That's why we
are right.
different from our other brothers and sisters that have not come into this word or heard this word. It's like
That's
night
right.
and day, you know.
That's right.
Once they get the word, they will change physically and mentally. The word, the teachers itself would do that, would change you mentally and physically. So
That's right.
these teachers are very, very important, you know. You believe in it, you put it into practice, and you will become a different creature that has never
mm-hmm.
existed
very
before.
It never
which is new. You know, he's going to make all things new. He's going to make us a new people. We will become a new
yes,
people.
Sir.
A people, a black people that has never existed before, created himself in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know? And that's what it's about, you know, today. We got to become new. We got to reflect the God. And you do that by
make it plain.
Taking your teachings, the word and putting it into practice and applying it to yourself and your life.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way it flows.
All right. I appreciate those, man.
Good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate those words, Brother Mitchell.
So therefore, we can be resurrected.
Yes, sir.
If he, Nasrallah Muhammad made Elijah Muhammad a god, and
right.
he did, then that tells a lot about us. We can become a god.
That's
because
right.
he made Elijah. And if he made
That's
Elijah
right.
a god, then we can become a god.
That's true.
So you got to quit thinking like a human and start thinking like a god.
Oh,
I appreciate that,
make
brother.
Thinking like a human, you'll never make it. Thinking like a human, you'll never make it. You'll never do it. You'll never make it.
Make it plain.
You'll never
That's
come
right.
out of
make
the box. Thinking like a
That's
human.
Right.
So therefore, you got to change your thinking and think like a god.
There you go. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling in, Brother Mitchell. We're down to our last 60 seconds of the program. But thank you, man. Thank you very much for calling in. We definitely needed another perspective in all this as well. Thank you, brother, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, brothers and sisters, we're down to our last 30 seconds of the program. Man, time really start going fast on us after a while. But this was interesting. sit down, peer it out, and because I like when brother talked about that writing. Brother, don't you know that
yes.
sparked what, the neurological side of us? Because dealing with that, I mean, you trying to do every line, every nook, that's what well, a lot of things that we practice when I was teaching in the elementary level as well. So we're gonna talk to you all next week. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Peace. As-salamu alaykum.